This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's head out to the hotline right now. Welcome in an NBA player who's bounced around with a bunch of teams now on the Boston Celtics. So that's Enes Kanter here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. Enes, thanks for the time, and how are you holding up there?
Thank you, man. I'm kind of bored. I'm not going to lie. I'm being, you know, in my house, self-quarantined the last 10 days. So I've been holding up pretty good, though.
What is the Enes Kanter self-quarantine like? What are you doing to try to provide some levity and distract yourself during this crazy time?
I mean, it is, like you said, it has been a crazy time, but obviously you got to make it the best out of it. So, I mean, you know what? I've been reading a lot of books, watching a lot of documentation on Netflix. And, you know, especially this is like the time to invest in yourself, because every basketball player out there always complain about how they have no time for themselves because the season is so busy. When the summertime comes, you're always busy with basketball camps and charity works and everything. But I think this is the best time to invest in yourself.
What is the number one movie or show that you've been watching? And give me a book that you've been reading.
There's this you know, Netflix show called The Dirty Money. I don't know if you guys heard that before.
I love it.
So I've been watching it, and it's been an amazing time, you know. But the book that I have been reading, during the season, Coach Brett gave everyone a book. He calls Leaders Eat Last. So I'm about to read that book, and it's gonna be fun, I guess.
How do you describe playing for Brad Stevens, you know, this past season so far, Enes Kanter?
It's amazing, man, because obviously I played under a lot of coaches. I think it's my ninth year, and I played under like seven coaches. And I think one thing about Brad, he is the type of coach that tells you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And he always keeps it real with you. And I think he's like, just because of maybe because of his age, he's very friendly. But obviously, he's a super smart, high basketball IQ. So it's been very blessed to play under him this season.
You've had so many stops. As Enes Kanter's here with us on the Zach Gelb Show, Utah, OKC,
right.
New York, Portland, and now Boston. What makes the experience of Boston different from maybe some of the other stops?
I think, you know, just I feel like it's the fan base. You know, I feel like the fan base is – I feel like one of the closest ones to college, because like the fans are, it's wild, because every time I go there, they're yelling at the refs, they're yelling at the other teams. But I think it's just the fan base is amazing. And I think just because of it's Boston, it's a very educational and intellectual city. So people know what's going on and off the court. So I think that's what really amazed me about Boston.
And you have a run over the last two decades where the Boston sports fan has been blessed with a lot of championships in baseball,
right,
and hockey, basketball, and football. Do you feel that pressure as an athlete in that city when all the other teams are pretty much winning championships?
You do kind of feel it, yes. I mean, obviously, the fans, you know, when you go to some of the cities, you know, if their goal is just to make the playoffs, but here, Boston Celtics, or, you know, in Boston general, every year, every sport here play for a championship. So you do feel the pressure. But I think it's a good pressure for sure.
You being a Bostonian now, what was your reaction when Tom Brady left last week?
Man, it was tough. It was very tough. I think seeing all the fans are just heartbroken. It was tough. I went to. I got actually the chance to went to one of the games, and I think it was amazing. But I think just seeing him, you know, leave like that, it was very tough. But now it's like I think it's now this is the Celtics city.
And it's Cantor here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. So take me through 2 weeks ago. The whole world changed, and we're all getting ready to gather around and watch a regular night of the NBA. We know what's going on in society, but I don't think we necessarily took it as serious until we find out not only Tom Hanks has the coronavirus, but also Rudy Gobert. You played in both Utah and also OKC. What was two Wednesdays ago like for you?
So we played against the Pacers, right? And I mean, I was watching the news. I was already like hearing about the viruses and like slowly spreading and stuff. So I was watching the news. We played against the Pacers, and our next game was against the Bucks. So anyway, I was watching. I was in my hotel room watching this game. I think it was Nuggets against the Mavericks. And then they just announced that you know they are suspending the NBA. I was like, wow, this is weird. This is crazy. Anyway, I went through my trainer room. You know, I talked to him a little bit, and then we went downstairs. I saw the Bucks coach in the lobby in our hotel. I'm like, okay, this is something seriously going on. Our game might, you know, going to cancel, obviously. So this is something going on. So anyway, I was hanging out with my, you know, my friends over there playing pool and stuff. And then they messaged us. They said, they obviously, game is canceled. We are going back to Boston tomorrow. And everybody was, you know, shocked, and everybody was, you know, surprised by the news. And then, you know, obviously, we heard the news that, you know, Rudy tested positive. And I played with Rudy, and then I was like, man, I feel very sad for him. And then it was just a tough experience for all of us.
And a lot of us take life for granted. To find out, and we always expect, the NBA will always be there. It was so shocking when you also find out that Wednesday night that right away, boom, just like that, in a blink of an eye, the season gets postponed.
I mean, for sure, man, it was tough. I mean, we take everything for granted, you know, basketball, NBA, life. Now, like, one of my good friends, Rudy, just got positive. I'm like, wow, it couldn't be any of us. So we should definitely be blessed to be where we are right now.
Have you talked to Rudy Gobert recently? You know, have you checked in on him?
I messaged him. I messaged him on Twitter. But, you know, like, I look at it both ways. I know, so what he did with all the microphones and everything, of course, it was not the most smartest move that he has done. But, like, look at it this way. If he didn't test a positive, right, a lot of players will – more players will be affected by it. More players will be affected by it because – we weren't going to know that he was tested positive, and the virus was going to spread more and more. So I'm like, I'm looking at the both ways. I know, like, people hate Rudy now, and he's getting all, like, the hate comments and hate mails and stuff. But in the other hand, if Rudy didn't test positive, right, a lot of the players would be affected by it.
I think you bring up a great point, Enes Kanter, because also – at that time where we were, not everyone was taking this seriously, and other people were making jokes too. So, you know, I don't obviously look back and you say it's awful, but, you know, I do give him a pass for that because many of us, when we're sitting around with our families and we're hearing about this, we're making jokes about it as well.
Exactly. Oh, I still see some of the people still, like, you know, just making jokes about it, like when things are this serious. So, like, if Rudy, like, people call him a villain, I call him... I don't think he's a villain. I think he's just, you know, he's just, I don't want to say he's a hero, obviously, but, like, I think he's in the middle somewhere.
Well, you know what it really is we're talking Enes Kanter. He made us wake up and realize what was going on.
Yep.
And, hey, anyone could have got this, clearly, but with him getting it, for, you know, someone that works in sports talk radio, someone that lives and eats and breathes sports, we look at athletes as they're invincible, and they're not going to get this, obviously. Heck, the NBA was even thinking of keep on playing the games, just not having fans in it. And when someone of the caliber of Rudy Gobert, Defensive Player of the Year, gets it, it makes you wake up and say, well, if he could get it, I could get it.
Exactly. I agree 100%.
Would you have played, would you have felt comfortable in the moment when they were making that decision, Enes Kanter, of whether of postponing the season or letting fans, you know, not be in the building and playing in front of empty arenas? Before Rudy tested positive, would you have been okay with keep on playing without fans in the building?
I mean, for I'll just say this. I feel like the safety comes first. So, you know, I think, you know, for me, don't get me wrong, I love basketball, of course. Everybody said just because of the you know, they postponed the league. But I think it's just the player safety or just, you know, the people safety comes first. So I think what NBA decision, I mean, if you look at the other leagues, NBA was the first league that suspended his league. So I think what they did was amazing. Would I be comfortable? I have no idea. Because, like, I love basketball and I love playing, obviously. But if I take care of myself, my teammate take care of itself, but I don't know if the other team member is going to take care of itself. So it could have spread even faster.
Enes Kanter, how about your reaction? And you guys all got tested with the Celtics, and we found out, unfortunately, that Marcus Smart does have it.
Yeah.
Take us through what that process was like going through that as a team, and then also when you found out Marcus have it, and also just, you know, update us on the testing process, because, you know, I didn't get tested for it, and I think many people would find that interesting.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, man. I mean, I've seen your teammate going through, you know, that's definitely tough. But I'll tell you this, that virus, man, never faced anyone like Marcus Smart. So Marcus Smart is tough. He's tough mentally and physically. I know he's going to beat that, you know, virus for sure, and he's taking care of himself. And I did text him after I found out that he tested positive. You know, he said, like, I mean, he doesn't feel any symptoms. He feels 100%. He feels like he can go out there and play an NBA game. So it's like, for sure, for all of us, he was very sad. He was the only one tested positive. But now he's in good hands. Boston, the Celtics been doing an amazing job taking care of him and his other players. So,
before we let you run, Enes, everyone's wondering when we're going to return back to a state of normalcy, and we'd love to see the NBA come back, but we have to make sure it's safe. Do you have an idea in mind? Is there, like, a date in mind? Because you guys still have to have an off season. You don't want to delay the start of next season, I would imagine. You know, is it a necessity to finish out this season?
I mean, of course, man. It's always back in my head. Man, like, man, we came this far with the Celtics. You know, obviously, and everybody, of course, wants to go out there and finish this season. But I think, you know, like I said again, NBA doing an amazing job to just taking care of their players and people. And I think I want to give a huge shout out to Adam Silver. I think, hey, if the league canceled, I feel like we should give MVP to Adam Silver this year, because he's doing an amazing job taking care of everything. But obviously, man, of course, people are saying that we're going to play back maybe in like June, July, August or something. But I think just even like playing the playoffs, I think it'll be good for everybody. But like I said again, if we stop the virus.
Enes, good luck, good health. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.